Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 358 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from somebody who goes by the name of Islu Boy. That's his nickname. But before we get to his question, I do want to give a huge shout out and just a big congratulations to the success that Nathan Berry has been having over at ConvertKit.com. I'm actually an advisor for the company, and this is an email service provider that you could check out that I'm using now on my blog, and it is by far the coolest and best email service provider I've had access to because, I mean, that's why I'm an advisor, but because it allows you to do a lot of these more advanced things that bloggers should be doing, like tagging and campaigns and all these sort of things. And again, you just want to check it out, head on over to askpat.com/convertkit. Again, that's askpat.com/convertkit. All right, here's today's question from Islu Boy.
Hi, my name is Zabe. But online world know me with my nick, Islu Boy, owner of IsluTalkingPoint.com. My question is, give me one single reason to remain stick with content marketing after spending 5 long years as failed blogger who is unable to make money more than what he spent.
Hey, what's up, Islu Boy? Thank you so much for the question today. This is a deep question, but I'm very thankful that you said, what's the one reason? And I think the number one reason why you should keep doing something, even if you're just only making enough money to recoup what you've spent, it's kind of easy. It's because you love doing it. It's because you have a passion for what it is that you're doing. And if you don't, well, then why are you doing it? Really? Because you're not generating a profit, you need to generate something in order to fuel yourself, to keep yourself going. And, you know, if you've been doing this for 5 years, something has been keeping you going. And it can't be just hope. Hope that it'll finally one day take off. Like, you know how they say, oh, the band's going to make it. Well, you want to first validate that it could and make sure you're in a market that would be able to actually support you in a way that you need to be supported to be able to recoup those costs. And I would recommend checking out my book, Will It Fly? You could check it out at willitflybook.com, which will help you do just that. But you also want to make sure that in the way that you're running your business now, you're potentially not optimizing in a way that you could, where you could be saving more money or making more money. So using what's working now, doing more of that, doing less of what's not working, and making sure to cut costs where there are costs that aren't needed in building your business and growing your business. But I would also make sure to survey your audience and any customers that you have, see what else that they might need, because these are the things that take you from the level that you're at now to the level beyond. And that's how you would know, is you ask your audience and you figure it out. If you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same results. And that's probably why you've been getting the same results for the last 5 years. Now, like I said earlier, the passion that you have behind whatever it is that you do, whatever that passion might be, even if it's actually not for that topic that you're talking about, there has to be a passion and a joy in what you do somewhere. So for instance, the example I like to use is my niche site over at securityguardtraininghq.com. I'm not a security guard. My mom was a security guard, so that's a little bit of a tie-in. But beyond that, like, I have no passion for the security guard industry. However, I do have a passion for helping people out who want to become, you know, somebody in their career. And that is the particular site that does it for those specific people. And I chose that particular topic in particular because keyword research and data research and actually even going out there and seeing what the competition was like for that particular keyword, it led me to believe that, you know, there needed to be somebody to come in and actually tell it like it is and share all the information that one would need to become a security guard in all the different states in the U.S. And I did that, and that's what has helped it become successful since 2010, and it's still doing really well because I had that passion to make sure to give people the best information possible. So to go back to your original question, what's the number one reason or thing that I can say to keep going even though you're not making a profit? You need to have some sort of profit and joy or profit and passion. That can take you a long way. And, you know, once you get a little bit more smart about your business and how it's run and optimize things and survey your audience, ask them what else they need, begin to build products. I mean, there are ways to get off the plateau that you're on. There are always ways to get off the plateau you're on. You just have to find out what those ways are. Once you do that, then you could potentially make a lot more money than you are now so that you can begin to earn a profit. So there's a lot more involved with this question, obviously, but I just wanted to answer really quick what that number one thing is. That's what's going to keep you going, that passion and that joy for what you do, because there's a lot more to it than money. I hope you all know that. So thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much. And for everybody else out there who has a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Just hit the record button, ask your question. They come into the system here. I and my assistant listen to them, and you might get featured and get a t-shirt too. So again, check that out. Ask your questions at askpat.com. And I also want to give another shout out to, once again, ConvertKit. Go to askpat.com/convertkit. That is my affiliate link. They're not sponsoring this show, but I'm just mentioning them because they're a tool that I love, and that is an affiliate link, meaning I get a commission if you go through that link. But I'm confident that it will be an email service provider that you're going to be extremely happy with. Super easy to use, the most intuitive user interface and design that you could ever dream of in a email service provider. That's what Nathan's superpower is his designs. And he's been able to apply that to something where there's a big hole in the market, and that was email service. And so you want to check that out, go to askpat.com/convertkit. ConvertKit. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day. This also comes from my book, Will It Fly, at willitflybook.com. And that is, the truth is that if you don't have a passion for what you are doing, your energy will eventually fizzle out. Very appropriate for today's episode. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.